I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been reporting, the head of the U.S. Postal Service has now switched gears and will pause the cost-cutting and restructuring at the post office until after the November election. A question arises, why didn't Congress anticipate the need to support vote-by-mail as the pandemic hit hard during the primaries? Stan Voiger is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute who's been studying this well before this became a flashpoint this summer. Welcome.
Of course, David. Thank you for having me.
Congress could have ponied up some money. Would it have cost, in federal budget terms, a fortune to provide the money needed to keep the vote-by-mail system running smoothly?
Well, so there's two, I think, separate issues here. One is the sort of finances of USPS, of the Postal Service, which are not in great shape, in large part just because people have obviously stopped using mail as much as they did up to the year 2000 or so. And I think the funding for vote by mail is a different issue there. I think the numbers that people are looking at, that people have estimated the states would need, is in the single digit billions. And that's just really, by the standards of the bills we've seen this year, it's almost a de minimis amount. And I think that kind of money Congress should certainly provide, you know, just because of how important it is to make sure the elections proceed as well as they can under the current public health circumstances.
And look at states right now fighting pandemic. Not a lot of extra money to go around, and yet some state money would be indicated here to make the mail-in voting system work more smoothly this time around.
Exactly. There's a ton of pressure currently on state and local budgets, right? Both because revenue has gone down significantly in a lot of places, but also just because there are new spending needs. There are spending needs because people have lost their jobs, because businesses are struggling, because there's all kinds of new health expenditures that no one expected. And it's just difficult, I think, for state and local policymakers to say no to demands like that and instead allocate money to electoral processes that, you know, you don't know in advance how bad it's going to be. And meanwhile, you have people who are just struggling on a day-to-day basis. And so that's why I think it's also particularly important for Congress to step in and say, look, here are funds that are specifically earmarked for the election process. It's a federal affair to some extent. And so, you know, we're going to give you this money to secure the election.
Stan Voiger is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you for this.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.